Zeit Gang, you like to watch new stuff, right? I mean, who doesn't? I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama, a new season of The Kardashians starring The Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Happy Pride from Tomboy X. We just dropped our Pride 24 collection. Queer founded, queer run, and creating size and gender inclusive underwear, swimwear, and loungewear for all bodies. So you feel comfortable in your own skin. Visit TomboyX.com to shop.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Hello, the internet, and welcome to this episode of... Yeah, I've been immunized. quote Air Trend Rogers. Air Trend Rogers. Well, just an all-time shitbag move.
I mean, that's truly like, oh, I'm sorry, I didn't know I couldn't get away with that type of shit.
Yeah. But also, he had chosen that answer, had carefully worded it.
Because, yeah, but I'm saying, because for him, it's like consequences? Come on now.
Right.
I'll say whatever the fuck I got to.
Yeah. He was... had carefully worded it so he would feel okay about the lie, even though it was still really shitty.
Right. Oh, yeah. You know, you do those lies where you're like, It's kind of not like I'm not totally going to hell for saying this.
Yeah. Anyways, I haven't heard his what his vaccination alternative was that he wanted to get passed through. But I'm sure it's fucking stupid.
Hey, a prayer in his heart.
Hey, he did have that one Hail Mary.
Yeah.
So
he may have wasted actually that piece of godly intervention already. Yeah.
All right. Well, I am Jack. You are Miles. Mm-hmm. And these are some of the things that are trending. There's just a bunch of shit about celebrity relationships still. Like today, I go to Google Trends. Pete Davidson is trending. Will Smith is trending.
Right.
And it's not. Like, there's no new information. The top Google Trends story on Pete Davidson was a CNN, yes, CNN headline. Chrissy Teigen has a theory on Pete Davidson and Kim Kardashian.
Look who crawled out of the dust pail with a take on something.
And her theory was that people like funny guys. That was it. It was just, She was walking out of a restaurant. A TMZ reporter was like, what do you think of Pete and Kim? And she was like, I don't know, makes sense, people like funny guys. And CNN was like, headline,
Chrissy Teigen has a theory. It'd be funny if she was like, I'm canceled, I'm sorry.
Yeah,
well, I would love someone to say something like that, like, I'm canceled, so it's just it's better we don't.
Will Smith has breaking news because he had feelings for a co-star on a movie he filmed almost 30 years ago during his first marriage. And he's revealing that in a book that's not out yet.
Right. Oh, and there's also something about him and his like hatred for his father. I remember that was like trending.
Yeah. So there's going to be some good Will Smith goss, but it's this particular nugget that he says he fell in love with Stockard Channing on a Six Degrees of Separation was not that intriguing. I mean, it does make him sound kind of shitty.
He fell in love with okay, Stockard maybe I was Channing.
Wrong. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Holy shit. Fucking Rizzo from Grease. That's
dude.
That's residual Rizzo right there. Cause let's face it, I was feeling Rizzo too the first time I saw Grease.
Yeah. I mean,
wow.
So maybe okay. I'm wrong. Maybe this one does deserve our attention.
I don't know. I mean, like, part of me is like, okay, interesting. But yeah. Okay, well, but and also Jada has also been, you know, popping up too, because she's like constantly just saying stuff like, yeah, you know, sex sucks with him. All right, I mean, we don't have problems.
And by that, I mean, we have a great sex life.
It just doesn't work the way it needs to, huh? But it's great.
But I was just curious, like, what is there something driving this? Is it just a coincidence that we've had like multiple days in a row of people wanting to like gossip about celebrity news, celebrity relationships? Is it just a slow news day? Like, we had the other sign of a slow news day we got yesterday when the number one trending story at the end of the day was based on a Google doodle.
Right.
Like a scientist who was the father of fiber optic communications. People just
don't even know
like,
what that means. Not interested. Tell me about boring. Pete Davidson's wiener.
Yeah.
I think it's just been a perfect storm of people of celebrities people like to talk about.
Yeah, so, that's true.
Like Pete Davidson and Kim Kardashian is like gossip rocket fuel. So people are going to constantly talk about that. But yeah, all the other stuff, I don't know. For me, I just see that an outsized Pete Davidson is fully has centered himself in the zeitgeist as it were.
Good for that man.
There's even a dildo, like some fucking porn site put out called the Pete Davidson, has a bunch of tattoos on it.
Wow.
It's a fucking mess, dude. This looks like a withered sailor's forearm.
Damn. Does it have like a like greening mom heart tattoo on it?
Dude, yes. It has a fucking arrow through the heart mom tattoo.
Wow.
Here, I'm sending you the link right now. Look at it on the chat. It's all like old sailor style art, like sailor tattoo, like Sailor Jerry kind of tattoo art. So it's just like, there's nothing to do with him. It's just like, yeah, put tattoo on dildo equal Pete Davidson.
Right. But because he was the sort of source of the big dick energy thing. Yeah, that does not. Knowing Pete Davidson, those are not the tattoos he has on his dick. He has better tattoos than that. But that's where we're at, huh? That like It's not we're intrigued by all these things. It's that like Pete Davidson is just like everyone else is like catching residual glow off of intrigue around Pete Davidson.
I think it's a way for people to not look at the constant omni-crisis, which is living on the planet Earth in the year 2021.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, sure. What's the next thing? You want to talk about COP26? Talk about what they're not doing about climate change? Fuck it. I'd rather talk about Pete Davis's tattooed dick, too.
Yeah.
You know, look at creeping fascism. Ah, fuck it. Let's talk about what Chrissy Teigen think. What's the secret, Chrissy?
It's also like, you know, we do live in an age of like unprecedented loneliness, like with just people connecting online, but not in person or in a lot of the ways that like our body and brain and spirit like actually need.
Yeah.
But looking and talking and thinking about other people's social and love lives actually makes me feel lonelier. Like,
yeah, because like, I feel like those are conversations you usually had with friends about people you know and care about.
Right.
You're like, so-and-so's with who? Oh, man, I thought they, oh, cool, that's going well. Rather than like, Pete Davis. So I think in that sense, we are like replacing these, I guess, celebrities with that kind of shit. All that to say, pick up your phone, call a friend.
Mm-hmm. Sarver is the last name of the Suns owner, the Phoenix Suns NBA team. There's been some buzz that an article was coming from ESPN with details about him being a racist shitbag. And that article finally hit. I think we know why it took like 3 weeks to hit, because the article has just a horrifying number of like really just creepy anecdotes, you know, infuriating anecdotes where he uses the N-word and, you know, just...
parading around a picture of his wife in a bikini, talking
in
about
a son's bikini. So
in what? Oh, as a son. Oh, right. So yeah. Work related. But then did he have to talk about the oral copulation ensued?
That one was sourced by 12 employees or former employees.
Oh, they're like, oh, you want to talk about the time he brought the bikini picture around? They're like, yeah. We were all there.
Like, there's so much sourcing, but then every like allegation and like description is balanced with like almost an equal number of words from like his lawyer and him. So like this was just ESPN's lawyers, you know, holding this thing up and being like, okay, right. Well, we got to let this person. And even like the way it's organized, they start with one bad anecdote. It's up there with the worst, but then they have like five different people like defending him. So it really like feels like it just got lawyered to shit.
Also, but it feels like something maybe a network that doesn't have a relationship with the NBA, maybe another outlet could have done something a little less both sidesy.
Yeah.
But hey, bring it out in the sun, so to speak. Hey, pun intended. Mm-hmm. Into the sunlight. So I'm again, I wish I were surprised when you hear about racist basketball owners.
It's just... Yeah. And David Chase is trending. There's this Hollywood Reporter interview. You've probably seen the author like tweet it, but not give you and be like, he finally tells you what happened at the end of that Sopranos finale that was seemed to be ambiguous on purpose. But then like, you know, it's buried deep in the article. So just to do you spoiler a alert. Solid spoiler alert
for Sopranos.
Tony died at the end of the Sopranos. He's like, yeah, no, that's what that was supposed to mean. Kind of obviously. And yeah, so that's the revelation.
Now, please go see The Many Saints of Newark. Nah, I already know what happens. Yeah. Why look at him when he's a kid if I know he's dead already? Doesn't make sense. Disincentivized. Yeah. I thought he died when I watched it. That was the only way the show could wrap up in a way that made sense to me. Like that you're not going to ride off into the sunset happily ever after and be like Satan incarnate in certain ways.
Right. And there was a part in the show where they specifically said, like, I feel like you won't even know it happens. It'll just be like cut to black. And then that's what happens to him when talking about getting killed. And that's what happens. So like part of me was like, why would he do this now? But at the same time, I'm sure it got like annoying for him for people to be like, because the other option is just like a bad ending. Like he just like cut it off with for no reason.
Oh yeah. No, that guy was just walking to the bathroom and then we kind of ran out of tape. So we couldn't film the last part. So we just cut to black. But yeah, so yeah, it's actually really cool. Meadow finds a new guy and they have a family and it's a black guy. And then Tony comes around and he's like really into now. He's like really great grandfather to a biracial child. It was really heartwarming.
Yeah.
No, he got fucking got. Yeah. The guy was so shady who came in, even though like they were trying to make it subtle. I'm like, okay, so he's dead.
Right. Right.
But
yeah. Hey. I mean, one person on Reddit was like saying the thing they wanted to know was whether like the family also got killed like in the process.
That doesn't feel right for a mob hit.
Yeah, it doesn't. Like that's not something that usually happens.
Yeah, and I mean, and we're just two former mobsters just talking from experience. So
yeah, like in my experience, like I've never killed a mob boss's family when killing the mob boss.
No, we have a rule, no women, no kids.
Call me old fashioned. All right, let's take a quick break. We'll be right back.
Zach gang, customers are rushing to your store, but do you have a point of sale system you can trust, or is it, you know, like a literal POS? Well, you need Shopify for retail. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. With Shopify, you get a powerhouse selling partner that effortlessly unites your in-person and online sales into one source of truth. Connect with customers in-line and online. Look, you want to use TikTok? Well, guess what? They have plug-and-play tools built for marketing campaigns on platforms just like that. Get hardware that fits your business, take payments by smartphone, transform your tablet into a point-of-sale system, or use Shopify's POS Go mobile device for a battle-tested solution. Plus, Shopify's award-winning help is there to support your success every step of the way. Now, I was looking at Shopify.com, and I'm trying to get some answers. Let's say, I had a bustling retail business, and I need, some hardware to be able to sell my wares on the street, take credit card payments, whatever. And I know Shopify is easy to use. Half the time I buy something online, I'm like, oh, yep, they're using Shopify. And if you need to learn more, check out their website. It's super easy to navigate, whether you have questions about how you can optimize your inventory or, again, looking for hardware to make sales easier. Shopify.com has all of that. Just go there. Check it out. So sign up for a $1 per month trial period at Shopify.com/TDZ, all lowercase. Go to Shopify.com/TDZ to take your retail business to the next level today. Shopify.com/TDZ.
You like to watch new stuff, right, Zygang? I know I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new. Because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump. Join Lisa and her hand-selected staff at Chateau Rosabelle, a glamorous estate in the French countryside, as they live, work, and play together 24/7. Vanderpump Villa is where first-class luxury meets world-class drama. And don't miss the new season of The Kardashians, starring The Kardashians, of course, and Season 5 promises new horizons for the entire Kardashian clan, and if you're looking for steamy streams, check out Grand Cayman Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set on the tropical Caribbean island of Grand Cayman, where the rich come to play. But be warned, it's a small island, and secrets don't stay secret for long. So come check out what's new on Hulu this month. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
This is Amy Brown from Four Things with Amy Brown. Today, healthier is happening at CVS Health in more ways than you've ever seen. It's wellness destinations for seniors, including select locations with Oak Street Health and CVS Pharmacy. It's doctors, nurses, pharmacists, and everyone in between offering quality care and support virtually, in person, and on the phone. It's in-home evaluations through Signify Health and meeting mental health needs through Aetna. And those are just a few of the ways that healthier is happening. To see more, visit cvshealth.com/healthierhappenstogether. CVS Pharmacy, Oak Street Health, CVS Specialty, Signify Health, and Aetna are part of CVS Health. Eligibility and services vary by location and individual.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
And we're back. And, sometimes it's the first guys you suspect. Dave Portnoy, the Barstool founder, whose media personality is like toxic masculinity and sexual harassment.
And crypto.
Yeah, he's into crypto, too.
I guess that's redundant.
Yeah, several women allege aggressive and violative sexual encounters with him. That's coming from an insider report.
Exactly. They've got a few allegations against him that seem pretty disturbing. But yeah, I don't know what to say aside from hopefully this will hold him to account. I don't know. Will there be justice? Because there's so many news stories today where you're questioning the justice system constantly. When you're like, Ahmaud Arbery has one black person in the jury trial.
Yeah.
One black juror in the Ahmaud Arbery murder trial, or rather the, you know, his over the, over his murder.
Yeah.
So yeah, let's see. Let's see what happens with this.
OSHA is trending. Today is the day the Labor Department will formally release the details of the OSHA rule requiring employers with 100 plus employees to ensure their workers are either vaccinated by January 4th or test weekly for COVID-19.
Yep. And you know, it's trending because it's not just the news article that's trending. It's just the right wing gasping and gagging that's happening over hearing this. Like Ben Shapiro's like, I've already filed a lawsuit against the Biden administration.
Hell,
this is
yeah.
tyrannical.
Totally.
Even though there's so much precedent. Anyway, don't worry about it. And yeah, and every other MAGA Twitter personality is just saying the same thing.
Yeah. And then James Carville is out here blaming wokeness for the Democrats' losses on Tuesday night.
Yeah.
It's it's that the Democrats have too much backbone and are too critical of their own.
Yeah, I mean, look, he's doing what a loyal Clintonite Democrat would do, which is to scoff at any other idea, like any other, you know, ideology that isn't theirs and being like, that's the problem. See what happened. That's why we lost, because people were trying to get us to actually create progress.
Huh. Yeah, and that's one take.
I mean, this is the thing that the Democrats always do. They lose. They blame progress. They blame popular fucking policies for not. And but they blame that they talk about popular policies and then don't actually enact them and then say it was the policies. These policies are too woke. Hello. You didn't even get it done. What are you fucking talking about?
Yeah.
And then they're going to go back to center, put up some terrible fucking, you know, like reanimated loofah scrubber as a fucking candidate, and then wonder why they get blown out in the presidential.
Right.
And it's like the same fucking thing every time.
Yeah. This is he is part of the administration and one of the key advisors behind the administration that created the, you know, triangulation. So if the right goes further right, then so does like James Carville and his version of Democrats.
Yes.
Yeah. Like you just try and like take that middle up so that you can get the most votes possible.
You know, like when you're a team captain and you got a weak link on the team and you go, hey team, we got to get together. We got to handle this, man. Look at fucking Brian, man. He's terrible. We all got to play at his level, man, so he doesn't feel left out. We need to bring our level down. That's my idea of leadership, is to meet them, this person where they're at, rather than maybe encouraging this person to come along with the vision of, you know, whatever the leader or leadership has. So just like in every way, I'm like, doesn't make sense.
Yeah. Just being a less specific version of the Republican Party. Seems
I mean,
like.
Just think of like, the Republicans are wasting so much breath just screaming about things that haven't really been helping them. Like they really were getting people, you know, in a frenzy over critical race theory.
Yeah.
And yes, yeah, some people may have won, but there's not much to suggest that was really a winning strategy or whatever. But their whole thing is find a thing, get people to rally around it. And then now you've created a, you know, a group of voters or people who are willing to carry the message and, you know, be out there in the fucking real world talking about it. Unfortunately, right. It's just the most backwards nonsense.
Yeah. But I would argue that James Carville letting, you know, Republicans determine what his beliefs are is the problem and not the people who actually have beliefs that they're fighting for when it comes to the Democratic Party.
Well, look here, Jack. That's the thing. I've been a capitalist Cajun Nosferatu type. whatever the fuck. I mean, what was homeboy from SNL who used to do him?
Bill Hader.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I mean, those were truly like when he'd come out acting like a weird, creepy goblin, that's like more accurate than when James Carville's actually on TV. Like, that's how people need to look at him. It's just, they're like, yo, just put this shaved bat back in the cage.
He, yeah, I feel like the Democratic Party could try, since they've been doing the thing that James Carville has advocated since Jimmy Carter, basically. Maybe they should try having their own like unwavering beliefs that they just kind of stick to.
So yeah, theirs are to keep the donations flowing.
Right.
Which is why nothing works, right? Because it's like, well, I have to keep donations flowing. But if I'm going to take donations from oil and gas, I couldn't possibly have policies that go against oil and gas.
Right. Yeah, exactly.
So, and then that is the crossroads where just normal people get fucking crushed every day.
All right. Well, those are some of the things that are trending today on this fine Thursday, November 4th. We are back tomorrow with a whole ass episode of the show. Until then, be kind to each other. Be kind to yourselves. Get the vaccine. Yep. Don't do nothing about white supremacy. Yep. And we will talk to you all tomorrow. Bye.
Bye.
Zeit gang, you like to watch new stuff, right? I mean, who doesn't? I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama. A new season of The Kardashians starring The Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Happy Pride from Tomboy X. We just dropped our Pride 24 collection. Queer founded, queer run, and creating size and gender inclusive underwear, swimwear, and loungewear for all bodies. So you feel comfortable in your own skin. Visit TomboyX.com to shop.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Top Thrill 2 is like no other course. Two 420-foot vertical speedways, three launches.
All right, let's talk strategy.
Copy that, driver. Go for maximum acceleration off the start.
Roger that.
You've got a short straightaway to push from 0 to 74 on the first vertical speedway.
And what about the rollback?
Rollback will set you up for an explosive reverse climb 420 feet in the sky so you reach 0 Gs in total weightlessness.
420 feet of straight-up speed. Let's get it.
Top Thrill 2, the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch strata coaster. Get your tickets at CedarPoint.com.